普陀区2021学年第一学期高三英语质量调研听力部分现在开始。
1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said.The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and a question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Look at you. This is not a study hall. So many customers over there.
Sorry, boss. I got it.A few more tables need to be served.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place?
Two. I've been busy with meetings, but I've some time this week. Do you want to grab lunch either Wednesday or Thursday?
Sure. Wednesday works for me.
Question.What will the speakers do together on Wednesday?
3. I wonder if there is a service charge for our meal.
I think so. The menu said the service charge is 15%.
Question. How much is the service charge if the food costs $50?
4. Hey, May, I heard you just came back from your journey. It must have been awesome.
Well, I had expected it to be relaxing, but it turned out really exhausting. I should have made more preparations so that it was worth what I spent.
Question. What does the woman think of her journey?
5. Hey, Ben, look at pullover I just bought. Do I look good in it?
Wow, it really goes well with your figure, but I don't think it's a wise choice to wear such long boots.
Question. What does the man mean?
6. Be careful. Don't step on my foot.If you can't see things clearly, just use your torch.
Sorry, I was focusing on a path, but its surface is a little bit slippery and the beautiful scenery here just took my attention away.
Question. What are the two speakers most probably doing?
7. You could have waited until you'd finished eating to answer. Did your mother never tell you that you shouldn't eat with your mouth full?
Did yours never tell you that it's rude to point at people? And take your elbows off the table?
Question. How does the man feel?
8.Have you watched the fashion show?
Yeah, the models are wearing fake leather, but it looks so real. It is amazing that scientists are able to create materials from pineapple leaves.
Question. What can be learned about the fashion show from the conversation?
9.You like football so much. Why not take some lessons? They start next week.
How am I going to fit that into my crowded schedule?
Question. What does the man mean?
10. Darling, I bought you a new skirt.
Thank you. Do you keep the receipt?I've put on some weight.
Question. What does the woman imply?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and one longer conversation. And you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
If you have ever run or watched a marathon, you know it requires considerable endurance to run 26.2 miles. Some runners give up before the end, but others find the motivation to continue running. What can explain this difference? Runners from some parts of the world seem to be especially good at marathons. For example, athletes who live and train at places much higher than sea level generally have an edge over other athletes in long-distance races. Their hearts use oxygen more efficiently, so they can run for an extended period of time without getting tired or out of breath. Kenya and Ethiopia are known for their long-distance runners. Over the years, some of the best marathoners in these two nations have come from mountainous regions. It seems that these are most favorable conditions for an athlete to build strength and get in shape. Yet, this can't be the only explanation for the success of these athletes. Not all mountainous regions produce long-distance runners. Another factor may be that most of these runners have light, thin bodies. Experts believe that this may play an important role in their success in marathons. A final factor may be that they get positive feedback from running. Not only do they get financial rewards, but success can lead to national popularity in Kenya and Ethiopia. Please listen again.
If you have ever run or watched a marathon, you know it requires considerable endurance to run 26.2 miles. Some runners give up before the end, but others find a motivation to continue running. What can explain this difference? Runners from some parts of the world seem to be especially good at marathons. For example, athletes who live and train at places much higher than sea level generally have an edge over the other athletes in long-distance races. Their hearts use oxygen more efficiently, so they can run for an extended period of time without getting tired or out of breath. Kenya and Ethiopia are known for their long-distance runners. Over the years, some of the best marathoners in these two nations have come from mountainous regions. It seems that these are most favorable conditions for an athlete to build strength and get in shape. Yet, this can't be the only explanation for the success of these athletes. Not all mountainous regions produce long-distance runners. Another factor may be that most of these runners have light, thin bodies. Experts believe that this may play an important role in their success in marathons. A final factor may be that they get positive feedback from running. Not only do they get financial rewards, but success can lead to national popularity in Kenya and Ethiopia.
Questions 11. What is the speaker mainly talking about?
12. What advantage do runners have if they are trained at places much higher than sea level?
What can be learned about the marathoners in Kenya and Ethiopia from the passage?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage. Researchers have created the first complete map of the world's coral reefs. Development of the map was led by Greg Asner and other scientists at Arizona State University. They partnered with coral reef scientists, universities, non-profit organizations across the world. The online map is designed to be a coral conservation tool that can also support ocean planning and coral science activities. Called the Allen Coral Atlas, the map was named after Microsoft's late co-founder, Paul Allen. Allen's private company, Vulcan Inc., started providing financial support to the project in 2017. The idea came out of an effort by researcher Ruth Gates of Hawaii to create soup coral to help save reefs. When announcing the launch of the map recently, the creators said it is the first worldwide detailed map of its kind. It gives users the ability to see detailed information about local reefs, including different kinds of undersea structures like sand, rocks, seagrass, and coral. The University of Queensland in Australia used AI technology and local data to help build the maps. Anyone can look at the maps for free online. Both Allen and researcher Ruth Gates died in 2018, leaving Asner and others to carry on their work. Asner said Gates would be so pleased that this is really happening. He said many of the calls he is receiving are from researchers who hope to use the maps to be sure that their planning and their reef restoration work is going to have its max effectiveness. Please listen again.
Researchers have created the first complete map of the world's coral reefs. Development of the map was led by Greg Asner and other scientists at Arizona State University. They partnered with coral reef scientists, universities, non-profit organizations across the world. The online map is designed to be a coral conservation tool that can also support ocean planning and coral science activities. Called the Allen Coral Atlas, the map was named after Microsoft's late co-founder, Paul Allen. Allen's private company, Vulcan Inc., started providing financial support to the project in 2017. The idea came out of an effort by researcher Ruth Gates of Hawaii to create super coral to help save reefs. When announcing the launch of the map recently, the creators said, "It is the first worldwide detailed map of its kind. It gives users the ability to see detailed information about local reefs, including different kinds of undersea structures like sand, rocks, seagrass, and coral." The University of Queensland in Australia used AI technology and local data to help build the maps. Anyone can look at the maps for free online. Both Allen and researcher Ruth Gates died in 2018, leaving Asner and others to carry on their work. Asner said, "Gates would be so pleased that this is really happening." He said, Many of the calls he's receiving are from researchers who hope to use the maps to be sure that their planning and their reef restoration work is going to have its max effectiveness.
Questions. 14. What is the speaker mainly talking about?
15. Who was the map named after?
16. What do researchers hope to use the maps to do?
17-20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Bob. I saw your group's performance last night at a student theater. It was great.
Really? Yeah. But now we have to write a report on the whole thing, an in-depth analysis. Like, I have to write about the role I played, the doctor, how I developed the character.
Well, what was your starting point?
My grandfather was a doctor before he retired, and I just based it on him.
Okay, but how? Did you talk to him about it?
He must have all sorts of stories, but he never says much about his work even now. He has a sort of authority, though.
So how did you manage to capture that?
I'd visualize what he must have been like in the past when he was sitting in his consulting room listening to his patients.
You have much to explain in your report. Then there's the issue of atmosphere. So in the first scene, we need to know how boring life was in the doctor's village in the 1950s. So when the curtain went up in the waiting room, there was that long silence. And then people kept saying the same thing over and over, like, cold, isn't it?
Yes, and everyone wore grey and brown and just sat in a row.
Yes, all those details of the production.
And I have to analyse how I functioned in the group, what I found out about myself. I know I was so frustrated at times when we couldn't agree.
Yes, so did one person emerge as the leader?
Susan did. That was okay. She helped us work out exactly what to do for the production. And that made me feel better, I suppose.
When you understood what needed doing, and did you have any practical problems to overcome?
Well, in the final rehearsal, everything was going fine until the last scene. That's where the doctor's first patient appears on stage on his own.
The one in the wheelchair?
Yes. And he had this really long speech with the stage all dark for one spotlight. And then that's dark somehow. So it was shining on the wrong side of the stage. But anyway, we got that fixed.
Yes, it was fine last night.
Please listen again.
Hi, Bob. I saw your group's performance last night at a student theatre. It was great.
Really? Yeah. But now we have to write a report on the whole thing, an in-depth analysis. Like, I have to write about the role I played, the doctor, how I developed the character.
Well, what was your starting point?
My grandfather was a doctor before he retired, and I just based it on him.
Okay, but how? Did you talk to him about it?
He must have all sorts of stories, but he never says much about his work even now. He has a sort of authority, though.
So how did you manage to capture that?
I'd visualize what he must have been like in the past when he was sitting in his consulting room listening to his patients.
You have much to explain in your report. Then there's the issue of atmosphere. So in the first scene, we need to know how boring life was in the doctor's village in the 1950s. So When the curtain went up in the waiting room, there was that long silence. And then people kept saying the same thing over and over, like, cold, isn't it?
Yes, and everyone wore grey and brown and just sat in a row.
Yes, all those details of the production.
And I have to analyse how I functioned in the group, what I found out about myself. I know I was so frustrated at times when we couldn't agree.
Yes, so did one person emerge as the leader?
Susan did. That was okay. She helped us work out exactly what to do for the production. And that made me feel better, I suppose.
When you understood what needed doing, and did you have any practical problems to overcome?
Well, in the final rehearsal, everything was going fine until the last scene. That's where the doctor's first patient appears on stage on his own.
The one in the wheelchair?
Yes, and he had this really long speech with the stage all dark for one spotlight, and then that's dark somehow, so it was shining on the wrong side of the stage. But anyway, we got that fixed.
Yes, it was fine last night.
Questions. 17. What helped Bob to develop the character of a doctor?
In the play's first scene, what suggested boredom of village life?
What has Bob learned about himself working in a group?
What problem did the students overcome in the final rehearsal?
听力测试到此结束，请继续答题。